DK Metcalf on the cart being taken from the field moments ago. Seven catches in the game, 149 yards.
The question is, where did he go and why?
To do a shit.
Did you see what he tweeted as well? He goes, I couldn't hold it in my walk.
It was what he specifically said was,
if you got pissed like a puppy, it's shit like a whiteout.
Week four is done, and what a week it was. Now, if you're in Pittsburgh, you can put down the picket fences because Kenny Train has arrived, albeit to an orgy of interceptions. If you're in Miami, you better hope Teddy can bridge the gap because your man Tua has been wrecked by his very own medical staff. He had no business being on the field. But guess what? If you're in Carolina, you've got to be wondering whether or not Baker has run out of flour or, I don't know, has a yeast infection or something's got to be going wrong because he is bad. But silly wordplay aside, and the boys are already laughing, this week we've only got one winless team and one undefeated team left, and this is a tight season. I feel like we haven't had a season like this in a while. But you know what? Mitch, Matt, Evan, boys, how are we doing today?
Not too bad.
You've outdone yourself.
Yeah, best introduction yet. And I love a spray at Baker as well. So.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Come on. Something's got to give there. I know that the ranger in the corner isn't able to get back on the field yet, Sam Darnold, but geez.
Getting teed off on by Stephen A overnight as well.
Superb. It has been bad. But, hey, I like this idea of only one winless team and one undefeated team 4 weeks in. How cool is that?
The draft, free agency, salary cap, doing their thing.
Yeah. Well,
supposed to be even, but and this year we look reasonably even early. I think there's some standout teams. But
who's the Texans' best player? I just realised that now.
Probably Brandon Cooks.
Yeah, true. But the fact that we had to think about that, that's pretty bad because I think every other team
I think it was Deshaun Watson, but yeah.
Well, you know, you're rubbing pucks.
He's been there for like a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah. Probably is Cooks, but he has such minimal stature. Who's their quarterback? Mills.
Yeah. I mean, Houston, and when we're talking parity, they are the team that haven't won. So.
Yeah, but they had a tie. They tied with the Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts, right?
They could be legless too, the Colts.
Yeah. They probably should be. They probably should be.
The Colts beat Kansas City, like, seriously.
Kansas City beat Kansas City in that game.
We might look back. That might be the only game they lose. Like,
yeah, perhaps. That'd be pretty crazy because then they put up 41 this week. Was it 41?
Yeah, 41 of the finest too. Smoking.
Oh, yeah.
Only the third time Tom Brady has scored 16-plus points and gone on to lose.
Brady played superb. And they got hammered. Mm.
It was
fantastic, but they just got hammered.
Him and Giselle must have been making it up, something.
How can you defend Mahomes in that mood, man, that first half?
Yeah, that was nuts. Well, we'll get into that, and we're going to get into more. And as always, we're going to kick off with our four downs. Who's got a down to bring today, boys?
Should I start as always?
You should start, Ev. I love when you start.
Yeah, he finishes early too.
Exactly. Listen, I know we're only 4 weeks in, but I've never seen a more overrated 4-0 team than the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, come on.
Spoken like a true.
Come on.
Listen, I have predicted them to win the division, but the thing is that everyone's hyping it up. They're meant to be 4-0. Yeah. You versus the Lions. Easy win. You versus Minnesota, who you're versing Kirk Cousins. You have the Commanders, and you have the Jags. You're meant to be 4-0. Let's not hype up Jalen Hurts as much as he should be. He's not an MVP. He's a solid QB. That is all. If they somehow beat the Cards and then my boys in week six, I'll maybe backtrack and say, you know what? They could be the real deal. But right now, they're not doing anything that impresses me. They should be 4-0.
That's not a bad argument, actually.
Yeah. Did Minnesota make the postseason last year? I don't
think so.
They might have been 17. Yeah, but they haven't played anyone, really. Yeah. And they're playing two teams that made the playoffs despite the end of the season for Arizona in particular last year. So.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, you look at the
first
four.
You only play your schedule. Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah,
it's actually a pretty soft schedule all up.
After the Cards in Dallas, they only played probably the Packers, I'd say, besides going through Dallas again. Who else do they play? The Colts?
I think in general, the NFC schedules are a lot easier than the AFC schedules.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot of the fifth or sixth best team in the AFC is, you know, probably better than the second or third best team in the NFC.
Yeah, but I don't know. I got to disagree with you in the first four because the Lions
who was meant
are
to
not.
Beat them?
Hang on. It doesn't matter who was meant to beat them, but now look at inside the season. So, all you fucking pundits, you do the same thing. Oh, but last year, this team was so shit. Look at the Lions this year. Lions
they're
are not
1-3.
Shit.
They have the best offense, but the worst defense.
Yeah, okay, okay.
They're meant
so
to be
that
ripped
means
up.
That means that Philadelphia's had to put up a lot of points.
But everyone has scored points against the Lions. Everyone has scored 30 plus.
What I'm trying to say is these games were not as much of a gimme as you're making them out to be.
I think especially this week, too. Like, Jags got out to a 14-point lead. They showed resilience to come back in that contest too. Like, Jags are no joke.
I'm kind of with you, to be honest. Like, I don't think they're the worst 4-0.
Bring out the challenge flags.
I don't think they're the most overrated 4-0 team I've ever seen. I can't remember one off the top of my head that is more overrated than them. I think that them and Dallas are pretty level with all their players.
Listen, they somehow beat the Cards and Dallas, then yes, they're going to be a hell of a team. They could even go undefeated.
Will.
Look at that schedule, but I'm just saying the next two games, I think they should both take some two L's and go back to Philly and then ponder about that one Super Bowl, and that's it. You heard it first.
Harsh words. Evan, did you have pubic hair when Dallas Cowboys last made it to the playoffs?
Last year.
Oh, they make it last year.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah. Lost to the Niners.
Yeah, because they failed.
The 16 penalties.
They failed to spike the ball.
That's right.
The year before
so the last time. Okay, so the last time they made it to the championship game, Jeff Pubes?
No, I was not born.
No, oh, there you go.
95.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in a championship game.
Yeah. Interesting.
We've only made it the divisional three times.
Yeah, they had that.
Since I've been born.
One really good year.
Thanks, Dallas.
Romo, yeah.
The Romo botched snap against Seattle was our closest.
Yeah, well, you know, he's teeing off balls now and he's quite happy. Who's got another down to bring us?
Yeah, I'll go one. We're so accustomed to seeing Travis Kelce, the tight end position, just like, no one argue, he's just going to take out like most yards in the season. My prediction, now that we're a quarter of the way through the season, I am looking at another tight end in the same division, and I reckon Gerald Everett is going to ball out for the rest of the season and knock off Travis Kelce.
From a
yards perspective, if we look at it now, right, there's daylight between Kelce and everyone else right now, 322 yards in the season. TJ Hockenson from Detroit.
Yes, all out of that one game.
It was all out of that one game, so that's a bit of an outlier.
Mark Andrews killing it.
As always, it's really always between those two. Kittle's been out for the first few weeks, a disadvantage in that regard. But I think Gerald Everett's like quietly achieving. He's got a really good quarterback, obviously, and just really being utilized.
Who's got him on fantasy? Anyone picked him up yet?
I'm picking me up this week because I think John dropped him. I dropped
him this week, but you know, I picked up Zach Ertz instead, and Zach Ertz
balled out this week.
Yeah, he's having a great season so far.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean, what I like about Everett though, right? So yeah, okay. 211 yards, which is definitely respectable. He's right up there currently, like fourth in terms of, from a fantasy points perspective, he's number four. But he's been like very efficient. So he's only had 16 receptions, 211 yards. So his average like yards per reception is equal, actually greater than Travis Kelce. So that's my prediction.
Yeah, he probably just doesn't get targeted as much as Kelce is security blanket.
I'm
going to
pick him up as well.
All the time.
Sixth on the waiver.
Mitch, bring us a down, buddy.
The down for me, it's a little bit kind of related to Ev's point, but the gap between the AFC and NFC at the top is astronomical. Like, I think Baltimore at 2-2 are clearly better than Philadelphia, and we've seen like numerous examples of. Like, go back to opening night, and Buffalo went to LA and just absolutely hosed the Rams. Like, Kansas City were absolutely boat racing Tampa Bay at halftime. Like, they conceded some points late, but they never looked in danger the whole way. We even had, like, strange stuff like the Patriots nearly beating the Packers with a third-string quarterback. I'm not sure that should be part of this sample or analysis, but, like, the better AFC teams are just lengths better than the better NFC teams, I think.
Like, the Chargers are 2-2, and I see them easily beating Philly with their style and all that.
Yeah, the Chargers versus Kansas City game is a really good standard game.
Divisional.
Yeah.
You're always going to get them.
But to me, like, the top few sides, like Kansas City and Buffalo, are just miles better than... I know it's hard to tell after 4 weeks. Records don't split yet.
It's even hard because obviously strength of schedule, like the NFC East, like they've got a bit of improvement, and yet... Dallas, Washington, and Philly all have the easiest schedules coming into the year. So you expect them to win at least 6, 7, 8 games. And then on the contrary, you have AFC teams who are always going to play those teams that have had an injury the year previous that are coming back with draft picks. So yeah, I do agree with you, Mitch. It's a big gap.
It is funny because I feel like for the last few years, it's always been NFC dominated. Like outside of the select few in the AFC, yes, like Kansas City.
And a Brady Manning vehicle back in the day. Yeah.
I feel like the NFC has been a lot stronger. But you're right. It's a bit of a change in guard, isn't it, this year?
Yeah, I mean, all the great young quarterbacks, you go to Herbert, Burrow, as well as Mahomes, Allen.
I mean, this is what happens when you draft high, right? Because your team's not been that great. Yeah. And the reality is, if you want to take a look at anything, look at those quarterbacks, as you said, in the last couple of years. A lot of these AFC teams drafting high. Why? They haven't been pulling together good seasons. Not in the same way that what we had seen out of the NFC anyway.
Yeah. And I think they've traded out. Like, I think they've used the draft well, some of these teams in particular, because I think like Kansas City haven't been an ordinary team even in the Alex Smith era, but yeah, that'll go down as one of the great draft moves of all time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I'm going to bring us home with these four downs, and I'm going to get a little bit heated because there is no love lost between me and the Miami Dolphins, okay? I don't like the Dolphins. I'm a Jets fan. I despise Miami. There's no love between me and Miami.
Would you ever go to Miami?
What about a Cuban sandwich? It's a sensational feed.
But it comes from... I can't keep a straight face. Okay, yeah. Outside of a Cuban sandwich and a Latino mommy... On the fucking beach, main beach.
Miami beach.
Yeah. Outside of that, I am absolutely appalled at what happened with Tua.
Oh, yeah.
That fucks me off to no end.
Yeah.
This guy, first of all, back injury. Bullshit. Bullshit. No, seriously. What do you mean?
Stumbled and fell over on his back after he got knocked out.
We talked about this a week ago. He looked like a boxer getting knocked the fuck out. I've seen people get up like that in a 10 count, wobble, hit the floor again. That's it. It's over. And you don't box again for 12 months. This guy ends up on the field next week and then concusses himself. Yeah. You're playing with a guy's life here.
Yeah. So
what
the
fuck?
Who knows the process here? So, like, you have the team doctor have a look. Then you have the independent doctor.
And all of them fucked up. All of them failed.
I don't know if there is an independent doctor. I think it's like...
That's only in the NRL.
Like the NRL. I think it's like the NRL where, like, depending on what the... Collision. It gets categorized, then it can be independent or not.
Yeah.
But I think that they bullshitted so that
I think so.
He got the lower category so they could assess it themselves. And then that's where the back injury came in.
Yep.
And then he ended up suiting up.
That's
and,
it.
And yeah, the, even the hit that hit him, like, oh, gee.
Even a day after the game, he was in the hospital and they still wouldn't rule him out for the Jets game. The Miami coach, I've got his name now, goes, I'm going to wait till game day to rule him out. But now, thankfully, they've ruled him out.
Yeah, I mean, he... The hit that actually took him out was one of the softest hit he'd been hit all year, I imagine. Like,
I agree.
But
it's the way the head hits. And apparently there was an independent doctor.
The scary thing was his hands as well after he got... Oh.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Yeah. But apparently there was an independent doctor. Now, whether or not the independent doctor was to check out his back, I don't know. Miami has put blame on the independent doctor.
So they've sacked the consultant.
They sacked him.
Not even an employee.
Yeah, it's crazy. But for me, like I said, I don't like Miami, but I don't like seeing shit like that happen because it's one thing to watch, man. Yeah, yeah. It is. It's one thing to laugh off a team's misfortunes, but it's another thing to have mid-20s kid totally
destroying his brain. No one finds that funny, seriously.
No. So, you know, that's what I had to bring about today because I can't believe it. And, I mean, I hope he's out for a few weeks.
24.
There's very few... moments in the NFL, the greatest soap opera on TV that unite both the journalists that love a fact and the hot take merchants. But this issue's united them. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
He shouldn't play for an extended period. You wouldn't have thought.
Yeah.
I'm no doctor. It's early in the season. It's not like really bad.
It's not like you're trying to rush him for the postseason or like in a week 18 important game. It doesn't matter. You're week 4, week 5.
Dude,
just take your time with him.
It could be the Super Bowl. It doesn't matter. Because if this kid develops a brain injury, he's fucked.
Yeah, to fuck the sport, man.
Yeah, Mitch, you brought up a similar point with Herbert when he he had that rib cartilage issue, and they trotted him back out there as well. So, like, just player welfare in general early on the season has been really, like, startling.
I suppose the only – I mean, and I'm fully with John, like, you can't play with a head injury. Like, ultimately, Herbert's was a pain management issue, not a – you know, you're going to cause permanent maiming type potential. But, I mean, why Herbert was on the field at 38-10 is beyond me. At least Miami were in a position where if Tua didn't get knocked out, he was potentially going to lead them to winning a game. Yeah. So I can see the put the result above everything, but you just can't with a head injury, man. And it's hard to virtue signal on, but we don't want that too often on our podcast, but you can't not talk about it.
No, ridiculous. I agree.
Well, into that, we'll talk about the games.
The
Dolphins game was the first game.
Straight into it. Heavy does the segues now.
I didn't mean to take that from John.
No, that's okay. I like it. I'm all for the team.
Could be in the cutting room after this. Australian Dallas fan.
Knocked out like two.
Yes. Next week he won't be here anymore. Yeah. Matt, take over for us, buddy.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we've already touched on the Tua situation, but we did open week four with Cincy 27-15 victors over the Dolphins. For me, guys, Miami missed opportunities here. I mean, they had the opening touchdown drive. They missed the PAT, missed field goal, a couple missed field goals, I think. Settled for a 20-yard field goal. Bridgewater was picked just outside the red zone. So they had the opportunities.
They had chances, loss. Yeah.
They definitely had their chances. So
I watched this whole game, yeah.
Yeah, so you watched the whole game. Anything that popped out to you? I mean, we spoke about the two issue.
Why the hell Cincinnati were just running and running and running and running and running the whole time? Like, I know they've got offensive line problems and Joe Burrow's got sacked more than any other quarterback this year. But, like, he is an elite thrower of mid-range and deep passes. They've got two of the fastest receivers in the league.
Yeah.
Two good tight ends, and like their offense is awesome. A running back that can pass catch, and they're just using Mixon to just run dead straight into the teeth of a really good rush defense, and they went nowhere all game.
Half the time it was getting 2 to 3 yards.
At the end, they put the ball in Burrow's hands and they won. Maybe there's an element of fatiguing the pass rush, making the line tackle so much. But, yeah, like I don't know. I'm not Zach Taylor. not sold. They made the Super Bowl last year. I'm not sold. I don't know if anyone's sold.
No. I mean, you know, they had their good little redemption against the Jets, and that was fine. You know, they Burrow put on a clinic, proved that he is the guy that you want to trust with the ball.
Star,
and then next week, back to square one, running. You know, running when you've got all this talent in that wide receiver room. Like, it just made no sense.
I think there might be an element getting too much into the X's and O's here, but that he needs time to find Chase and Higgins because they want to get downfield and their offensive line can't buy him that time at the moment. So there might be an element of that to it, but he's the best player on the team. Just put the ball in his hands. He's elite.
Well, the next game up was the geriatric Saints backfield almost besting the Vikings in London, saved by the double doink.
Doink!
To win 28-25. We got what was crazy about that. So, Lutz, I think he nailed a 60 yarder. Yeah. And then missed on 61 with that double doink. Incredible.
Yeah.
His yardage. I wish my golf game was that consistent.
Yeah, I reckon.
Yeah. Hey.
So, but hey, look, the Saints. I mean, they had Dalton, Ingram, Tavius Murray, Taysom Hill, average age 32.5 years old. So really are geriatric.
It's
about
the army, the Saints.
But for me, Jefferson is back, guys. I mean, the last couple of weeks really having some troubles. You know, we had Darius Slay a couple of weeks ago just not allowing anything. But really back on track with an absolute clinic. 10 catches for 13 targets, 147 yards.
Yeah. You know what? The highlight for me was Redbeard, Andy Dalton. You know, a bit of a guy who bounced around the league after his stint in Dallas, yeah. He's been a few places, but I thought he played great. It was pretty consistent for
He always
just
has that one or two first up performances for his new team each year where he gets that little dead cat bounce and
then he runs out of magic dust and
But this game, horrible time zone for us Australians at 12:30 to 4 a.m. game. So I didn't see a lot of this, to be fair.
I had the triples box. I had the F1 and the Man United game on, so it was hectic.
Very good.
All right. Then we had the Algier-Huntley 1-2 punch and the Young Weifu field goal proving the difference at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Falcons 23 over the Browns 20. What do we see in this one, boys?
Atlanta Kyler winning. Pitts not scoring points.
Still not going to trade you.
Getting cut. He's cut. Getting cut.
Yeah, you won't let up on Kyle Pitts. Leave Kyle Pitts alone.
Cleveland should have won this. Like, that pick Brissett threw at the end was awful. Like, their clock management was bad. They're both ordinary teams.
Yeah,
Cleveland are probably a little bit better because of their defensive side of the ball, but Atlanta got away with it.
Yeah. Cleveland are just not that good. It's a reminder. You know, a couple of lucky wins, a couple of very unlucky losses. Yeah. They're just not
their defense keeps them in most games, but they don't have enough good offensive players.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the battle between the two top MVP candidates was not the QB clinic that we were expecting, you know, due in part to the pretty poor conditions. But the Bills clawed their way back from a 17-point deficit to edge out the Ravens 23-20. Thrilling.
Yeah, what a comeback. I mean, I was watching that game thinking to myself, well, you know, maybe the Bills started fast and they just haven't got it in them to finish the season the way they started. And to see, you know, Baltimore, like, tank it again. What is this, the second week in a row? They've like totally just
2 out of 3, yeah.
Two out of three, yeah. Right? That they've both been up games. And up and up, and they just cannot keep it close at the end of the game. It's crazy. Like, how do you lose when you're up by 17 points?
Yeah.
In the rain.
Yeah.
Like, the conditions were fucked.
Yeah, I like this game because it was playoff conditions.
Yeah.
Outside, wet, cold. Like, it was good to watch. These good teams. Yeah. I mean, Baltimore, they got some defensive issues at the moment.
Five straight home losses for Baltimore. Yeah.
Well, three of them were without Jackson, but weren't they for using the end of last year?
Mm.
I mean, they have lost to Miami and Buffalo,
both having big leads.
Yeah, but they're both 3-1. Miami hadn't lost a game till the quarterback got knocked out, and Buffalo are really good.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dallas 25 over the Commanders.
It's rush time, baby.
It is rush time yet again, Evan.
Rush,
so the two-sack stat line did not reflect the dominance of the Dallas defense, Ev. What else did you see in this?
It was just defense versus defense. It was the Washington defense did pretty well. The only thing that let down Washington was their penalties. I think they had 12 penalties for 165 yards.
Yes, I know. A lot of positive penalty differential for Dallas.
A lot of PIs, a lot of holding penalties that cost Washington, like... Rush did okay. Didn't do anything too bad or too good. It was just momentum was just with Dallas the whole time with those PI. It was pretty good from Dallas. It was a performance I had to dig down and get a win.
I think it was really good for Rush, man. It looks like his connection with CeeDee Lamb is just awesome. Like they got some great
him and Wilson as well. So it's good because they were part of the practice squad a few years ago and it's clicking.
Easy, comfortable win.
Yeah, absolutely.
Washington have really fallen off over the past 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was not a comfortable win was this Seattle Detroit Lions game. Defense was optional in this game, guys. 48 points to 45 victory over Dan Gritty Campbell's Detroit Lions. My goodness,
grit's probably not the word. They are entertaining, but he should be.
It's probably not the word.
Yeah, their defense is awful, but
well, that offense. I mean, think about this, guys. I mean, they had no DeAndre Swift, no Amon-Ra St. Brown, no DJ Chark. No problem. They still put up 45 points, and really. The difference in this game was a pick. I think it was a pick six. Otherwise, I think Detroit Lions might have got away with that one.
Yeah. Wasn't this apparently this score line has never happened in the NFL. 48-45.
That's true. It's pretty unlikely. Yeah. 48-45. Just that many points in a game.
Yeah, you'd think it'd be like something like a safety in the game, having like a kind of an odd-looking score line.
Because Detroit were not kicking, were they? They kicked a lot of used a lot of 2-point conversions because their kicker was out as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think so. Yeah, they went for a number of
They only had one.
They got most of them as well, and then they kicked the field goal at the end.
Yeah, exactly.
And then conceded a 70-yard rushing touchdown.
But my man Gino, 77% completion percentage on the year. And this game was awesome. I mean, Michael Dixon was just not. Anywhere to be seen,
was
really.
Was there a punt in the whole game? Detroit
was not
a punt once or twice in the first
Detroit time. Punted once or twice, but the Seahawks did not.
Yeah.
Next up, boys, LA Chargers 34 over Houston 24.
I don't think that anyone expected anything different, did they?
No, yeah, big day for Austin Ekeler.
I think you have him up, Mitch.
Got him. Yeah, he's struggled a touchdownless in the first 3 weeks, but yeah, Houston will be very high on the board come late April.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the battle of the 2020 and 2021 rushing triple crown winners ended with a whimper for JT, my boy JT, as Henry and the Titans stormed their way to a 24-17 victory. What a day for Henry. 22 carries for 114 yards, 3 receptions for 33, and that one rushing touchdown.
Yeah.
Taylor by comparison.
He had a big, did he have a TD or a big run taken away as well for a penalty late, a massive run I think it was. Yeah, they just too physical for them.
Absolutely were. The Colts' turnovers in this game was just ridiculous.
Indy are in huge
trouble. Oh, yeah, because it's terrible.
How the fuck did Indy beat Kansas City? Like, seriously, like, we're going to look back on night and day at the end of the year.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
It's a top two team in the AFC against at the moment, a bottom three or four team in the AFC. Like, man.
Yeah.
Indy are bad.
Yeah, they are bad. They're horrible. And look, I think I said it at the start of the season. JT was not going to look good this year because of Matty Ryan. So he wasn't going to get the same opportunities. And if he was going to get the ball, they're going to rush 6-7, load the box. Because Matty Ice is the king of the lob. It's like he's looking for a fucking alley-oop out there.
He does pass.
Yeah. Stop working.
Well, surely the O-line's still decent for the Colts, isn't it?
Is he's got sacked a lot. It's like 15, 16 times. He's up there with Burrow.
Yeah. But you know what? It's honestly, when you got five guys at the front and they don't give a fuck about their quarterback, do you think they're going to play that hard? No one wants to tear an ACL out there for Matt Ryan.
I don't know if he's disliked, but he is.
Well, maybe not.
He's finished.
This is a lost season, right? You can already tell this is a lost season. What are they playing for? So
it's just that this division's so eminently winnable because Tennessee are not great. And
well, the Jags are leading it on 2-2.
Yeah, Jacksonville have the highest ceiling just because of Trevor Lawrence. But, yeah, like, yeah, he's done nothing in the NFL yet.
Yeah, I think Indianapolis are getting found out, just like the Chicago Bears are getting found out.
Oh,
being
come on.
Beaten
they're not
by,
being found out.
Yeah,
they're
been
not
beaten.
Being found out. They were already shit.
Yeah, they're expected to be a five.
Found out because Chicago, come, just bear with me. Chicago were 2-1, the worst 2-1 team, I think, is what we established on saying. They're being found
out. They
have
a few contenders with them.
The G-men, 20-12 over the Chicago
70
Bears.
Yards from Daniel Jones.
Yeah. The Giants have had a easy draw to start as well, but 3-1. The Bears suck. The Bears are massive. Poor Justin Fields, like, man.
Yeah, yeah. There's no other way you can put that. Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting because I don't know if anyone ever watched like the Justin Fields draft tape, and everyone was talking about how, you know, crazy mobility but enormous arm. I mean, the guy hardly throws.
Yeah,
throwing to?
Yeah, they've got minimal
the
weaponry.
Stance.
They're O-line. Like, yeah, he's just
stance.
Run for his life.
That's who he's throwing to. Ah, next.
Yeah,
next indeed.
Terrible game.
Well, as we touched on already, boys, Philadelphia 29 over Jacksonville Jaguars 21. An early Cisco pick six and Agnew touchdown did not stop the Eagles from roaring home, securing that victory. What else did we see in this one, guys? Have we said enough about this already?
Apparently, they're next week. We'll see what they do against the
Cards.
Probably
shows you that Jacksonville are better than what people expected. But like Philadelphia, had three good wins to start despite the opposition, and the Jags led 14-0. They got ran over, but they're pretty good.
Absolutely. I can see John's twitching, waiting for this one. Drum roll, please. New York Jets 24 over the Pittsburgh Steelers 20. Zach Wilson sleeps with your mummy, but is also Pittsburgh's daddy.
Man, he was good at the end. He was real good at the end.
Receipts! Take them receipts. Yeah, no, it was good. Look, he straight out the gates, Zach Wilson was not having a great game. He caught a receiving touchdown, which was quite nice to see. Philly special.
Yeah, it was a good play.
It was a good play. He had two really miserable quarters, but, I mean, he pulled it together. What else do you expect from a guy who hasn't actually played a game in 10 months?
Yeah, way against a team with a lot of veteran defenders on it as well. Like, Pittsburgh's defense, okay.
They're still great.
Offensively,
they're still great. Well, Minka Fitzpatrick afterwards was a bit salty. He was like, oh, sucks to lose against a team that, you know, you're expected to beat. Who expected you, bitch?
Did he go down injured as well?
Because I thought they were going to lose. But
hello, Minka, if you're listening.
Minka, if you're listening. Minka, as the Italians might say. Anyway, the Jets won, and it was a good day to be a Jets fan. And I woke up the whole house at 7 a.m. because I was cheering.
Yeah, Pittsburgh, hard to tell on Kenny Pickett with the short sample, but yeah, they're going to be bad.
Well, he threw three picks, didn't he?
Look, count two, because one was in garbage time, last minute Hail Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
Take that off. Like, that's,
you'd know, imagine he hasn't had many reps. I mean, yeah, as you said, Mitch, it's really hard to make a determination. More
like playing in a team.
More like Kenny Pick It.
Yeah.
Oh!
Three picks, haha.
Tough division, tough conference.
Commentator's nightmare saying pick it to Pickens as the receiver. God, tongue twister. Yeah. Yeah. Well, guys, things continue to look really rough for Carolina going down to the Cardinals. 16 points, 26. Baker looking more like a volleyball player, guys. Just like, how many times I feel like he got that ball batted down?
Baker got seven times in the offseason. Like, he can't throw the ball.
Exactly. Just can't get it over the line. Over the That's what I mean. Line. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, isn't it? His weight picks.
Man, we talk about Tua on the getting on the stilts to throw over the top. Like, he can't throw it over the defensive
really
line.
He cannot.
Anymore.
No.
No problem for Kyler, though. He's a bit shorter.
Yeah, but, you know, look, part of this is the coaching, right? So now you've got to start to look at Matt Rhule too and work out whether or not he's got an offensive scheme that is going to flash in the NFL. McCaffrey looked decent. It's nice to see him pulling together somewhat healthy starts.
He's still under multiple coaches, yeah.
Yeah, but Matt Rhule, I don't know. Is he that good of a coach? Like, okay, yes, you've got Kyler and Cliff, but Cliff has schemed around Kyler's ability to be mobile. And also, if you watch that team, there's a lot of 7-step drops in Arizona. Yeah. So you get back far enough, you can see further.
Well, and he can get back quicker for the 7 as well. That's for sure.
Yeah. But, well, Baker sucks.
Baker does suck. He's sucked at multiple teams. It's multiple coaches, multiple organizations. It's funny that Kyler beat him in the Oklahoma Bowl. But, Carolina, long year ahead.
Yeah.
Are they going to be any better if they go to Sam Darnold? Probably not.
Yeah, well, you have been cautioning us about Baker. You also cautioned about putting an elderly QB under center for you guys, the Patriots, Brian Hoyer, getting knocked out quite early.
Yeah, poor old Brian. He didn't contribute much, but
I mean,
he went out there, and the Patriots, they played fantastic. Like,
all things considered, awesome. Yes. I mean, yeah. Green Bay only got away with this one in overtime. They should have got 27-24. They absolutely should have.
You're a 6-win team playing away from home against Aaron Rodgers. Like,
with Zapp, your third string quarterback.
Is it Zapp or Zappy?
Jacoby Myers didn't play. The offense looked all right. Yeah, like they weren't unlucky to lose, but they kept it tight the whole way. And yeah, if you're insane enough to back the Patriots with the line, fair play to you. I wasn't this week.
Well, after starting the season 0-3, Vegas fed Jacobs, didn't they, Evan? Yes, they did.
They did. If you did listen last week, Evan did predict Josh Jacobs 2 touchdowns and the Raiders win, and I'm very happy.
We'll get to appraising.
Even though I benched him on fantasy like an idiot.
Well, Jacobs, he bulldozed his way through that Broncos defense, carrying for a career high of 144 yards, 2 touchdowns, which you called, Evan, in a very important 32-23 victory. As Mitch said last week, it's just something they just had to win at all costs, and they sure did.
Denver don't look urgent enough, like, ever at all. Like, they just kind of, every minute of every game they've played this year, they could have won or, like, it's just been in the balance the whole time. They haven't looked urgent the whole year.
Yeah.
That first half of Denver was probably the best showing for them offensively. Like, they actually gave the ball to Judy, gave it to Sutton. Like, okay, this is actually looking all right. Then you get into the second half, there's like one big play to Hamler, I think his name is. Beyond that, nothing happened.
They just
stopped scoring. They just
like,
nothing happened.
They're an okay team last year in some positions, and they were young and improved. They just it's like they just expected a natural 4 or 5 win improvement just because they bought Russell Wilson. And didn't happen. Yeah, and it,
a little more mobility. I know you've been saying like he's not a pocket passer. Stop trying to be like
he was moving a little bit more, sure.
But I think you're right that it's expecting things to happen.
Yeah, they just don't look urgent. It's hard to get a handle on them. Yeah, it might be a Nate Hackett thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think coaching is clearly a big problem in that team already. And I think I said this a week or so ago. I do think that he is going to last the season but be one and done. I don't know. Like, if this does not change, and you're Denver, you know, you're the board of directors at Denver, you're the GM at Denver now, and you're thinking about all the money invested in that side,
And yeah, just recently bought. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, like, you're going to get to the end of the season and just realize, hey, we fucked up. So let's get rid of Hackett.
Yeah. Well, guys, Mahomes is vindicated, returning to the scene of Kansas City's Super Bowl loss, beating down Tampa 41-31. It was close on the scoreboard. I mean, Tampa looked good, but to me, Kansas City really never looked in doubt. They were just electric. Mahomes really feeling a lot more comfortable. There's some concerns about him not moving around. He's not as creative as he used to be, but my God, what a clinic.
He was playing like it was on Madden, just in and out of defenders, pitching the ball, underthrowing it.
I've never seen a player like this.
Unbelievable.
His talent level, his hand skill, is ridiculous.
Crazy.
He's not the quickest, but he can run. He knows the time to run, to step, to hold.
Brady played fantastic in this game, and they got hosed.
He didn't do much wrong.
They got hosed.
Yeah. That's really hard, right? When you know you've played a good game and you still lose.
They're smashed as well.
Yeah. 10 points.
They're down 17 on three different occasions. They were just, as Matt said, the game was over at halftime, 28-10, I think it was.
Like I said earlier, it's only the second time in his career Brady has scored 30 plus points. And lost, one of them being the Super Bowl.
Amazing. Oh, against Philly, yeah.
Crazy.
It's not a short career either, the longest ever.
No, that's right.
Yeah, look, when Kansas City, when they play well, you just look at them and think, who can stop these guys? It's incredible.
I don't know if their defense is as good as it's been at times over the past three years in particular, but to get around some of the offensive pieces they've lost, and it seems to not matter when you got Mahomes.
Absolutely. Well, and to wrap things up for this week, boys, San Francisco 49ers beating the LA Rams 24-9. It just seemed like Stafford just could not get things going all day. San Francisco, very comfortable in this one.
Yeah. Garoppolo was good.
Amazing.
Played a great game today. I mean, you could, I suppose, consider last week a bit of rust.
Yeah, he didn't get sacked. I mean, that's, due in part to his, O-line, obviously, so no sacks, but just didn't feel like he was under pressure at all.
Mm. How great's Debo?
Oh, man.
That run.
That 57 yards, something like that, touchdown. Ooh.
Almost got picked.
Yeah, well, you know.
The other way.
But it did.
And
you don't see
Wagner and Ramsey missed tackles after that too. Just testament to Debo. Just incredible.
You know what? Just talking about Bobby Wagner making tackles. Did anyone see him tackle the field invader?
Yeah. What? Oh, no. It was off. I heard about it, but it was off camera.
Hit.
No. I've got footage of it.
They didn't broadcast.
No, I'm going to show you.
Eli and Peyton show broadcast.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. I'm gonna pull up the video. I know that no one's watching this because obviously we are...
Videoless ourselves.
Videoless.
But we could reenact the hit.
We can.
On the casting couch.
Yeah, for those who don't know, there is a casting couch behind us, and it's a couple of corners you can tell have been used. Yeah, take a look at this really quickly, right? Take a look at this shit. So.
There's no music, so we don't get copyrighted.
There's no music. Look at this. He's running. He's got white powder. He's on the 30. He's running the 40. To the 45. Oh!
Fumble.
On the 45, he goes down. He ate shit indeed. And look at this fucking...
What is this white powder?
Look at this fucking minion behind him. The guy in yellow, the fucking minion. Look at him. Oh, come back. Please, come back.
Next to him, hey?
Yeah, but he's also running like a fucking dipshit. Oh, Bobby Wagner.
You're not getting around a linebacker. Yeah.
Could you imagine not wearing pads, not wearing a helmet, and copping it? It's like a proper shoulder charge. Ooh.
Dickhead deserves
an aggressive player as well. Probably Wagner. This game, man, the Niners' defense is so good.
Very good.
Amazing.
Six sacks in the second
19
half.
Points in week one in the rain. They're a little bit off the mark there. 7, 11, and 9 the last 3 weeks. They are the best defense in the game.
Yeah, absolutely.
A significant distance, I reckon.
Well, that closes off the first quarter of the NFL season, guys, or the regular season, as we enter the fifth week.
Wow.
Let's get into...
makes me sad.
Get into some previews?
Yeah. It's time for some previews.
Let's get into some previews.
What's the Thursday night game, Matt?
We've got the Thursday night game here. Oh, no. Indianapolis Colts at the Denver Broncos. An absolute ball terror of a game.
Amazon Prime will be happy.
Stop giving the Broncos prime time. What are they
Poor
doing?
Poor Bezos, his stock's going to go down by 15%.
That's not the only thing that's going to go down in this game. Like, this is just the whole stock of the entire NFL is going to go down in this game because everyone's going to be watching it and no one's going to enjoy
honestly,
it.
Honestly,
the Peyton Manning derby, Denver versus Indianapolis. Hey? Or maybe John Elway, I'd like it even more, but that was the Baltimore Colts. He said
the Colts only have Pittman as a player. Who else do they have? JT's been ruled out. Broncos.
Yeah, Denver will win easily.
They have to.
I don't know. No, you know what? You know what? I'm going against the grain because I think that I'm
Russell, please. Yeah. Yeah, prime time.
It's Russell Wilson in prime time here because that's against worked so Colts. Well recently. I think a danger Russ Wilson is going to throw two interceptions and without his running back because Javonte
did his ACL and PCL
without a good quality running back because who's the backup? Melvin Gordon.
Yeah. Oh, he's got himself.
They got Melvin Gordon. They picked up.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
They picked up. What's his name?
I know, yeah, Latavius.
Murray. Yeah, they picked him up today.
Yeah. One good
season. They're gap-filling, but Indianapolis are bad, traveling. Denver need to win this desperately.
But I'm going Indy.
It is a mile high, though.
I'm going Indy.
Denver for mine.
I'm going Indy 13-8.
Yeah.
You're just picking scores. Okay. Yeah.
Eight. All right.
Yeah, 13, two field goals and a safety.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah.
Imagine 13-8.
Denver will be going bad if they don't score a touchdown against Indianapolis.
Let's go Denver 20, Indianapolis 7.
Ooh.
Yeah. Three of little faith. Denver win easy. What's the line here?
I'm with Mitch.
What's a line here? It's what you're going to do during the game to keep yourself awake.
Yeah, exactly.
What, 11:30 for us?
Ev, what was the scoreline for you, sorry?
20-7.
It is Friday.
Who wins?
Denver.
20-7. I think
it's only 3.5 for line of field goal. Denver win easy for mine. I'd be happy to take Denver against.
Is that
the
in
line.
Mitch's multis?
I was about
or
to
not
say you're going to put in your multi.
Segments later.
Certainly, money line. Yeah, for sure. Head to head.
I've got Denver 28-24.
That covers the line.
Yeah. You guys.
Wow. I'll go Denver 24. Indianapolis 10.
Oh, not much faith in that offense.
Yeah. Well, they haven't showed much
reason to be.
Their best offensive players now optimistic. Injured, so.
Yep. Okay, well, then next up we have the game in merry old England, Tottenham, New York Giants, and the Green Bay Fudge Packers. What have we got here, guys?
There's only one goat, and that's fucking Harry Kane, not this Aaron Rodgers bloke.
That's for true.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting. In previous years, we would easily say, I mean, we wouldn't even talk about this game in previous years because we'd think it'd be an absolute shit show for the Giants, but it's not this year. The Giants are looking all right. The Packers are not looking that great. Yeah,
they should get Tom Coughlin over there to have his beard freeze off. that great video back in the day, him at Lambo. The Giants have obviously going better than what people think. These aggressive teams, a lot of run first football. Yeah. These two, this
number
year.
One rushing team.
He is.
And the
yeah.
Worst
yeah. Well, well,
Saquon's, pass defense.
Saquon's the number one rusher in the league. Yeah, I think.
And you didn't want to pick him up, Mitch.
No, I didn't. I did get him via an automated pick, though, and I'm happy to have him.
No one wanted him, though. No one, in fairness, like none of us wanted to pick up Saquon.
2 years of injuries in the team that was predicted to go ordinary. Packers for mine. Just hard to pick against Rodgers.
Really?
I'll go Packers as well.
Even after you watched with your Patriots?
No, Giants pass defense is ordinary.
Yeah, true. So. All right, well, I'm going to go Packers as well, I think.
Clean sweep. Scores? Yeah.
No. 31-24.
Ooh.
Yeah, higher scoring than most people 28-20
for me.
28-20.
Yeah.
Three, six.
23-14.
Interesting.
Okay. We've graduated to scores. That's huge.
That is pretty big.
I'm going 24-17 for me. Okay. And next up, we have the Dallas Cowboys at the LA Rams.
In rush, we trust.
Wow.
In the pass rush, I trust. I think Cooper Rush sacked three times,
ooh,
twice by Aaron Donald.
Could say that, but did you see the Rams O-line today?
Micah
Parsons get four sacks as well.
Yeah,
it's because San Fran have a good defense.
Yeah, we have a good defense as well.
No, you don't.
Yeah, we do.
No, they do. The Cowboys.
Oh, it says Seattle. What's your record again?
Yeah.
Same as yours, isn't it?
No, it's not.
Oh, wait. 2-2 What are you?
3-1
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right. Sit down. All right.
No, good. Dallas defense is good. It's not nine as good, but it's good.
Listen, this ain't the Legion of Boom. You can't talk.
That's a distant memory for me. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
Hello,
darkness. I'm not claiming to go with the glory era.
Yeah, I think the Rams continue to lose. I don't know. It was really
young Cowboys. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going Cowboys. It was really worrying what we saw. Yeah, it was really worrying what we saw. I think Cooper Rush will get sacked a few times, but I don't think his luck has run out just yet. In fact, there is grumblings that Dak might be back.
No, they ruled him out.
Did they now?
They're going to. Well, they haven't officially ruled him out, but Dak says he wants to be fully fit by that Philadelphia game.
Yeah, but maybe this is like keep him guessing.
Who's Philly got this week?
Our Cards. That's also a decent game.
Yeah,
it's going to be a great game, we think. Depends how much film.
I got zero confidence here. I wouldn't bet on it if someone gave me the money. Oh, that's probably a lie. But Rams just, no real confidence.
I'm with you on that. On all of the above, I have no confidence in it, but I'm going with the Rams.
Yeah, the Rams look, the Rams look a very long shadow of their team last year.
I'm going to go Dallas just.
No surprises there.
Yeah, I'm going to go.
I've gone against Dallas with the New York game, and I was wrong with the rush run.
I do think pass rush will dominate this game, but low scoring game. I'm going to go Rams 17-14.
I'm going 13-16.
No joke.
13-16 Cowboys.
Sorry. 17-14. What did you say, John?
13-16 Cowboys.
I'm going to go 16-14 Cowboys.
We're all going low here. I was going to say the exact same scoreline as you, Mitch. I'm going 17-14 as well.
Well, these two teams' defenses look clearly better than.
I've just gone 16 for three field goals and one touchdown for Dallas.
Mm. Trying to get into specifics, are we?
Yes.
I'm not exactly sure how the 17 and
14. Michael Gallup scores a touchdown if you want to know for Dallas.
Oh, really?
We can clip that.
Yeah, that game. Right,
clear that, yeah.
All right, next game.
All right, next game. We've got the Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens.
Oh,
we've been waiting all day for Sunday night.
That is going to be a good game.
There's going to be absolute
clear cut game of the week. It'd be so good.
Yeah. How do you pick it? Anyone got a coin? That's a hard one to pick.
I think Ravens have played better for longer this year, but they're both 2-2.
Evan, stop pulling things out of your
Ravens mouth. At home, they desperately need to win at home. What did Ev say? Five losses in a row at home.
Yeah, look, both of these teams have just capitulated various points throughout the game. Their game, so it's just super hard. But I'm going Cincinnati in a close one.
Whatever the coin says, I'm going with.
You actually have to flip the coin.
I can't pick it, so I'm going to go
heads for Ravens.
For Ravens and tails for Cincy. And
it's good quality analysis, this, the coin flip.
That's a great flip.
And it's actually like spinning on its side here. There we go.
Heads.
Yep, Ravens for Ravens.
36-10.
Is that Ravens, 36-10?
Ravens. Spun a coin, then went with a nearly four-score margin.
Ravens 31-17.
I think the Ravens win as well. I think it'd be one score game, but I'll go 27-21.
Well, I'm the dissenting opinion. I'm going Bengals.
Yeah. The they can probably get at the Bengals O line here.
23-20 for me. Bengals. All right, and the last game, LA Raiders at Kansas City, who are just looking absolutely unstoppable right now. So how do you go against that?
Although they did lose to the aforementioned Indianapolis Colts.
Raiders get their first win last week.
Didn't happen.
Now we all know what's going to happen.
Unfortunately, it did. It shot Mitch's multi 2 weeks ago.
That is true. That is true. We'll talk about Mitch's multi in a second. But I think that you can't go against Kansas City, especially 100%. What they did last week. Like, how can you root against that team? And, you know, I would expect another 30-plus point performance. I think, obviously the Raiders have talent, but maybe there's just I think the Raiders are cursed. Like, it doesn't matter how much talent they have on either side of the ball. They cannot put it together properly.
There's probably an expectation. I was literally about to say, it's probably an expectation to be a high-scoring game, but I think it's going to go similar to how the Raiders and LA Chargers game went in the first week, where Raiders didn't have as many points. So I'm going to go Kansas City 31-17.
Yeah, I think Kansas City. It's hard to see many teams holding them to less than 30. Like their offense is so elite. Kansas City
34-23.
31-3.
Wow.
Oh, 31-3
to
Raiders.
No, significant defensive Raiders. Improvement, or hopefully not an injury for Derek Carr. But
not really. 30. I think it'll be close. I think it'll be like probably one and a half scores between them. I think I'm going to go 31-20.
Oh,
27-24.
Oh.
Chiefs.
Okay.
Yeah.
7.5's the line. Yeah. That's a annoying. Ooh. 6.5, you'd back KC there. Yeah. Like, just that extra score.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a hard one.
It's hard to back a divisional dog away from home. Easier at home, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Hey, I tell you what we've got to get into now. Let's get into a little bit of gambling and find out what Mitch's multi is going to look like this week.
Mitch, first of all, last week.
We had a win. We had a win last week. Woo! Yeah, yeah. Thanks. Well, Minnesota still may have won, but a double doinker.
That's the wrong one. Hang on. No,
there
hang on.
No. Do we have a celebration?
Yeah.
1 for 3 and still behind because it paid less than $3. But we'll back up again with a little bit of spending money from last week. I like Denver to get us off to a good start on the money line at 152. I'll all up that into Minnesota at $1.30 to beat Chicago because, to be fair, I'd probably pick against Chicago every single week unless they have a match scheduled against Houston soon. I think they beat Houston, didn't they, 2 weeks ago? And KC at 128. That gives us $2.52. So a little bit of chicken there for everyone.
What was that? All up? 258.
Yeah, $2.52. So 100 on it gives you $252.
Nice.
And so Denver, we can get in front for the year if that gets up. Yeah, Denver into Minnesota into KC.
I like it.
Did get the multi up last week and all 5 tips, although I didn't multi them up because that would have been plenty for our loyal listeners.
You did. You picked all 5. What did you pick again last week? You had Matt had the results.
Yeah. So for
Nostradamus over there.
Yeah.
Cincy.
So for last week, Mitch picked Cincinnati to win, Bills to win, the Raiders to win, Chiefs to win. 49ers.
Should have put that in the multi.
Should have put it that
should
in the
multi. Should have been there, yeah. Plenty of fairly evenly priced games there, but unfortunately I had a number of multis on a personal level with Detroit with Detroit in it this week. So,
and that clearly didn't go as well.
Ended up about level. Thanks God for Patty Mahomes on the Sunday night game.
Interesting.
180 fantasy points though this week. Yes.
Well, that's a perfect segue because... Yes. Let's talk about our fantasy SKs and SKs.
And who's top of the league, lads?
Who is top of the league?
That's why it's your segment.
That is your segment. Go for it. Who's your SK this week? Your good SK.
My good SK will be not Kyle Pitts. I'm trading him this week. See you later.
You're trying so hard to offload that bloke.
Yeah, I'd suggest the market's not strong at present.
Well, if New York's going to have any success against the Packers, it's going to be the number one rusher, and I think Saquon Barkley balls out as my SK, my good SK.
Will those big calves travel well on the flight over the Atlantic, though?
That's the truth.
Hopefully he doesn't get deep vein thrombosis.
It's a real thing.
My bad
SK. Sure, he'll get deep throat thrombosis from Brian Daboll if they win. Yeah.
My bad SK will be, even though I've tipped him and it's my team, I don't know, Zeke against that LA rush defense.
You are pulling Zeke's tail hard, eh?
Yeah.
He's too big, man. It reminds me of like replacing Rod Roger with Seaver. The bloke's too big. He can't run. Like, lose another 20, 30 pounds.
Pollard had very little usage this week.
Yeah, they didn't really feed him this week.
Not at all.
But
it was trending in that direction, but just... Surprising.
You never know where you're going to go with every team, especially with Dallas. But, yeah, I don't know. Maybe, never know. Zeke could ball out, but I just don't see. I think if we beat LA, Rush has to have it in his hands and give it to Lamb, Wilson, and Gallup. So, yeah, that's my bad escape, lads.
Interesting. Yeah, for me, I think if we're talking about an SK on a negative level, whoever's got Stafford... Drop Stafford.
I don't think we all have drop eight Stafford. Of the top eight.
Yeah, but in general, everyone. Some people out there are in 16-man leagues. Like, get rid of Stafford.
Bring in Cooper Rush.
You'd be better off starting.
This
Cooper
elbow
Rush.
Injury is worse than what people think. I'd say
I
think what's really concerning to me is just like the lack of versatility. Like, it's literally the Cooper Cup is full. That's it. Like, it's just really going to him every time.
And Higbee as well.
Yeah,
Higbee had a good day today.
They don't have a lot of looks.
They don't.
No. And who has Stafford?
Matt has to have to.
They were like really fortunate.
Still beat then. Your ass this week, John.
You did. But I think that, I don't know, there's
still
something.
Have a replacement QB.
I'll find one. It's all right. We only got a six-man league. It's fine. There's plenty of good QBs.
Forget our league. No one cares about our league. What they care about is doing better in their league.
I'll tell you what I want this week. I want the San Fran defense against Baker.
Yeah.
This is the best defense in football against a person that can't see over a defensive line. This is just agony. I don't know. It is the late time zone. Typically, you don't go the West Coast team traveling east early, but it is really hard to see Carolina winning here.
Yeah,
Even scoring more than two scores.
Yeah,
San Francisco's defense is so good.
Yeah, absolutely. I can also see Derrick Henry putting up good points this week.
Oh, for sure.
I think that's definitely going to happen. But yeah, you know, the only one that I would say you don't want to start this week, I don't know, is still Aaron Rodgers.
Quarterback wise, I reckon it's hard to say this about a guy this age, but you want to be on Brady at home to Atlanta off a loss, him playing well.
Yeah.
Looks a 400 yard, 3 or 4 touchdown day.
I don't know, John. Sure. I'm tossing up between because I have Rodgers and Murray, and Rodgers against that New York defense inside, or I know it's in London, but still it's.
Do they close the roof there?
They have a semi-closed roof. Yeah. It's like Dallas sort of thing when they're opening.
How could Rodgers be in a dome, man? Just throws it end to end.
Yeah, the other guy I'm really high on at the moment is Clyde Edwards-Helaire. He's the forgotten guy.
Yeah,
he's the forgotten guy there because you think of Mahomes, so you go straight to Mahomes, you think of throwing. But
he was so good the other night.
Yeah, he was amazing. Yeah. So I think if you've got him or if you can pick him up on waivers, he's going to be a good one.
Screen toss recipient, and yeah, he's big enough to be a first down back. He's awesome.
Yeah, for sure. And the last one for me is Hockenson, TJ Hockenson.
Oh, man.
Balling out.
Put up almost 40 points this week. But TJ Hockenson he's got great rapport. Got great rapport with Jared Goff. And
I'd lay that, but I don't want to be at Detroit outside in Foxborough, California quarterback. I don't know. New England are really strong favorite against Detroit, which is it's hard to get the Patriots favorite with how limited their offense looks. But Detroit's defense terrible.
For sure, for sure. The only other one I'd say you don't want to start this week is either one of, and I haven't picked which one yet, but either one of Jalen Waddle or Tyreek Hill, because with Teddy Bridgewater coming in, I don't know if I'm as hopeful of him getting the ball to both of them consistently. I think it's going to be a really weird game.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Jets, honestly,
3-2, baby.
Yeah, I think it's coming up. But the thing is, you know, we've got two really good outside corners that so far between them this year have not allowed more than something like 40 yards. Where we're getting done is in the middle.
Yeah, they're going to go Mostert heavy for sure. Yeah,
so a bit of man coverage, and I think you can wipe them out, and I wouldn't start either of those two dudes. But, you know, when it comes to the Jets, I'm often wrong. So choose whether or not you want to listen
to me. Who would be the number one fantasy player? As in, the number one, the most valuable player.
Mahomes. Because you just know you're going to get consistency.
As in, you're saying point scoring.
Point
so
scoring,
far.
Yeah.
Oh, point
Tyreek.
Scoring.
I'd say probably Tyreek.
This
at the
year?
Moment. He's had, 40 points 1 week and then 20 every other.
Stephon Diggs, maybe?
Or Diggs. Yeah, because he had a
40-point week. Cup.
Well.
I would have said
Oh, yeah, Cooper Cup. Yeah, Cooper Cup. I'll tell you who it's not. Justin Fields.
Yeah, it's hard to tell who it is. This early, because one game affects it so much when you've only played four. But quarterback, probably Allen for me, just because he can score with his legs so well.
Yeah,
but he's a Buffalo outside.
You reckon Allen's more valuable than Jackson? I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. I have Jackson. I played Burrow ahead of him this week, which. Did that? I don't know if that was a good decision. It didn't really matter with what my
it didn't matter. You put up 180, but
my RBs and Whitehouse did. But
well, my good escape for this week is Justin Jefferson to have back-to-back outstanding weeks against who are they playing against? The Bears. So
the Bears.
Yeah, I think that's a no-brainer for me.
Bears defense not bad though. Bears defense
it isn't.
Not bad.
Yeah,
it's the only reason they won any games.
Yeah, Minnesota will. Smash the bed. They'll have a lot of possession, I'd say.
Yeah. So,
what do you guys think of Dalvin Cook this year? Like the Minnesota running backs? Because he always swaps with, what's his name?
Madison.
Madison, yeah.
Alexander Madison's.
Always good when you got good talent.
Well, that leads me to my bad SK. It's actually just drop every single receiver at Washington. Because you just honestly, because like
yeah,
every week that's you think, fair. They have well, the problem here, right? You got Samuel, you got Dotson, and you got McLaurin, and every week
is it
it's
Dotson
like,
that
who
scored
the
most touchdowns in the league? I think he's like 4 or 5 already.
Really?
Yeah, but he scored like all their touchdowns. I think it's Dotson.
This is the thing, like it's just week on week, it's just so hard to pick like who is going to be like the dominant receiver. There's no dominant number one.
Well, because me, I have Dalvin Cook, and when I see the scores, I'm like, oh, he's sharing the load. And you would have thought like someone like Dalvin Cook's the easy number one, but they share it a lot. It's like Aaron Jones and AJ Dillon as well. It's like, fuck, come on, I'll just pick one.
Well, but there are a lot of these 1-2 punches across the league. I mean, you've got like Kareem Hunt and Chubb, although Chubb's played the ball like
yeah. dominant. They want to throw to points. Jones a bit more this year as well. Yeah. Green Bay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they're my SKs for the week.
There you go. Well, before we wrap up, we'd love to finish here. Dotson,
4 touchdowns.
Oh, right.
He's only received the ball 12 times this season. 4
not
touchdowns.
Bad, 33%
of the time.
Well, maybe keep him then and drop the rest.
I think there's a couple of junk ones. Like, they've scored when the game's been over the last
garbage
2 weeks.
Time.
Oh, yeah.
Garbage time. Garbage time.
Carson, garbage time.
They all count for equally in fantasy, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, now that we're into garbage time, Evan, have you got a question for us?
Always do. Always do for you lads. So I play Madden, as most of us should, if you listen to the NFL podcast. And if you don't know, if you have the new gen, you always get some perks if you play at home. And that goes into my question. Which home team in the NFL you reckon has the biggest home team advantage?
Ooh.
Because this is a weird one. I know you have your Seattles with your crowds. You have Denver with the climate and the temperature.
Altitude,
but
yeah.
The weird one you're used to it is Miami. If you see how they do their benches, the home team Miami is in the shade and they leave all the sunlight to the away team in the 4 o'clock games. Sorry, the 1 o'clock games.
Yeah. Look, the answer over the past 20 years has probably been New England, but I don't know if it's the climate or if it's just the quarterback.
Yeah. For me, it's always been Lambeau.
Yeah, Lambeau for mine, yeah. Just like because the people that are historians about the like intimidated by going in there, like all the history of the Packers, they've always been good typically as well. It's cold as fuck, particularly late in the year.
December football in Lambeau.
Dominate their division. Yeah.
Do you know what, though? In Buffalo, it's pretty bad, too, at that time.
Yeah.
And Buffalo, now that they have an amazing team again, I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
It's a hard place to play.
Those northern, around the Five Lakes there, those teams. And Buffalo and Green Bay could easily be the Super Bowl this year.
What do you reckon, Matt?
Yeah.
Probably. I know you have your Centrelink field.
Lumen. Yeah.
But I think in a similar regard, KC, I mean, they're probably... Arrowhead, known for, like, I think for a period.
The barbecue.
Like,
the smell at Arrowhead barbecue.
Well, they're trading records, Arrowhead and what was formerly known as CenturyLink. Is it CenturyLink?
I can't remember.
Yeah, for like the world record, like the loudest crowd noise. They kept trading world records, but I think KC have the loudest. And I think just, crowd noise aside, I think, just their
old stadium, cold as fuck area.
Yeah.
And and a good team. That's your recipe.
Exactly. So it's Arrowhead for me.
I just looked it up and they did a list last year of the hardest places to win, they reckon, off fan experience. Number 5, Lambeau.
Yeah.
Number 4, Denver, Mile High. Number 3, New Orleans Saints in the Superdome.
That's surprising.
Yeah. Oh,
why? They have the third largest crowd, the noise.
Yeah, and it's just I think it's just an area, like there's so many cities around there where it's the one team for. Like it's a huge college football part of the states and like New Orleans.
True.
Everyone in Bama, Mississippi.
It's like east-west facing too because they have the sunlight's a bit distracting.
Yeah, it's
as
inside,
well.
But another team has been good for 15 years. They've been
closed.
It's closest to the Hurricane.
Yeah, Superdome. And they've been good for 15 years as well.
Number 2 is Arrowhead, Kansas City.
Yeah.
And number 1 is Seattle. The
really?
loudest crowd.
They've over-indexed on just crowd noise.
All these
obviously.
Teams have been good for a while as well, which helps. But Seattle aren't good anymore. New England aren't good anymore. It'll change and it'll,
have a bit of time. What about the easiest stadiums? Just any dome, I guess?
Jacksonville's stadium for very many years.
No, with blacking out the top deck
Tottenham,
of Tarps.
Hotspur Stadium.
Who's the home ground? Is it?
I feel like even in LA, because it's a new stadium, a lot of the away supporters sell that out more than the Chargers and Rams do.
Oh, it's a place people want to go, easy to get to, holiday-wise, and yeah, amazing new stadium. The Vegas stadium looks absolutely unbelievable on TV.
Oh,
would love to get sponsored
that,
in a couple years.
Documentary
to go.
That
documentary
that Al Davis versus the NFL thing, like, yeah, we should go. Like, go to a game in Vegas and a game in LA. There'd be plenty of times where they're on the same weekend.
Let's do it.
2023.
Oh, like not the same weekend, but like, you know, one weekend, then the next weekend, and yeah, spend the week.
Yeah.
Sponsored by SoFi.
Spend there on the P155. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Before we wrap up, I just want to play a clip.
DK Metcalf on the cart being taken from the field moments ago. 7 catches in the game, 149 yards.
The question is, where did he go and why?
To do a shit.
Did you see what he tweeted as well? He goes, I couldn't hold it in my walk.
It was what he specifically said was,
if you got pissed like a puppy, it's shit like a whiteout. great game, yeah. But if you're holding that much in and still getting 150 off 7 receptions, you're killing it.
Do you know what? Could you imagine, like,
he's
just
playing
2 kilos
heavier, but when you got to go off for it, imagine it's a significant weight you're carrying.
Well, just imagine being carted off because you got to shit yourself, right? Yeah. So, like, you're clenching now. You're clenching, and you've got people around you, and you're like, am I going to make it off the field? I'm in the huddle, you know? We're huddled up.
At least hold your ankle or something.
Have we got any listeners in the UK?
We actually do have a couple of listeners. Not many, but we do have a few.
So there's the famous footage of 1990 World Cup, Gary Lineker shitting on the field.
Rubs himself on the grass.
Yeah.
Like, so, could you imagine being in the huddle, right? You're huddled up and there's Geno Smith, you know? We're going to run a blah, 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 42 blah.
42 bananas.
Slaps him on the ass and then gets a big... Oh, wow.
Well, I'm just thinking DK Metcalf inside that huddle, trying to get out quickly, but Geno's pulled him back because there's been a play change. He's going to run an audible and then suddenly he just drops one in the middle of the huddle.
Yeah.
I thought it was a fart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, he did follow through. And
as they say, DK, so quick he leaves skid marks.
All right. We're done. So as always, leave us some love. Give us a 5-star review. Subscribe. Stay tuned. We're going to keep doing this shit till the end of the season. If you'll have us, we'll do it next season and the season after. And then Manscaped will help guys like us and DK Metcalf keep their anuses clean so that when they do need to go, they can go smoothly.
You can buy a new Manscaped thing with the Mitch's Moldy this week, hopefully, for listeners.
How much is the Manscaped thing?
I think the pack is
$89.99.
Yeah. Is it?
The 4.0.
I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
I did trim today if you wanted to know.
Imagine if DK Metcalf's in the potty studio.
Going potty in the potty.
This is getting very incoherent.
It is. All right. I think we're done. Thanks, fellas.
Peace.
See
you next week.